I just have a quick story. When my dad passed away, I was with him the last night in the hospital and called my mom and my brother and sister to come back down to the hospital, and then we were sitting there in the room with Dad's body. He was gone. And the hospital chaplain came in. It was an Adventist hospital, but the chaplain said in the Littleton Hospital he had never been there in this circumstance with an Adventist family before. He had been there with many other faiths, many other people. He says, "You're sitting here remembering all the happy times with your father and looking forward to the future." He says, I'm seeing what difference faith makes to a family. He said he has had people who are up on the bed with the body, hanging on, screaming. They won't let the hospital staff take the body away. They want to hang on to their loved one because they can't let them go. But we know he's just sleeping. He's not there anymore, you know? But he has the hope of coming again. My dad's Sabbath morning, Daddy died on Monday morning early. Sabbath morning, somebody was in the room with Daddy, and he said, "I just had the most beautiful dream." And he told this lady, he said, "Jesus took my hand and he took me to heaven, and he was showing me all the beauty of heaven, the flowers, and it was so gorgeous." And he said, "When he showed me the mansions and the flowers and everything, it was so beautiful." And he says, "You're going to have to sleep for a little while, but this is your reward." And the lady that was with my dad said, "Beautiful flowers like that?" Because they were showing on the TV, they were showing flower pictures. He says, "No, these were beautiful." And she said, "The ones she saw on the screen were gorgeous." But he says, "No, these were really beautiful." You know,
you have to wonder about that, because if it's something, evidently he's never seen them before. Yeah. So, you know, yeah.
We don't know whether Daddy had a vision, you know, or what happened. Yeah, but that's the hope we have, right? Every one of us have that hope, that if we walk with Jesus, when we come to that time, we don't have to be afraid of it. Daddy wasn't afraid of death. None of us have to be afraid of death. Daddy's only burden was his whole last 2 days of his life. Sabbath, people were coming to his room. We knew Daddy was dying. So many of his friends and church family were coming to his room to talk to him. And by evening, he was worn out. I told my brother, if we didn't know Daddy was dying, I never would have allowed this, because he was worn out. But his last thing in the afternoon, he says, "Is there anybody else I should talk to? Is there anybody else I need to see?" He was wanting to tell people, "I want to see you in the new earth." Shouldn't that be what our thing is at that time? I want my last words to be, "Is there somebody I can influence for Jesus? Is there somebody else that I can help be sure is there with me in the holy city?"